Did you have a homework assignment last night, poring over documents and going over everything that was released by City yesterday?
Yeah, you know what? It was 173 pages, so it was a nice bedside reading. And I did get a chance to give it its first go. But there's a lot of material in there, so it needs a great deal more than bedside reading.
Yeah. I guess if you have an initial and guarded reaction to it, again, like you say, without going too far into it, what would it be?
Well, it doesn't totally surprise me, frankly. We have said all along that our idea, our concept, is contingent upon the fact that anybody ever wants to develop West Village, and anybody ever wants to build a field house, and anybody ever wants to clean up the creosote. If those kinds of things were non-starters now, or were non-starters all along, which we did not perceive that they were, but if they were, then we have a problem anyway. So I see this as a slightly more of an indictment of Withergoest West Village than Withergoest our project. I think we largely have a understanding that we got a pretty good project, and now it's a matter of the cost of it. But the costs that they have put against this basically are costs that will go against West Village. So I've always said all along, whether we're there or not, they're going to incur these costs, and whether you put them against our project or amortize them against the entire thing is kind of a political question more than anything else. So, but we're not daunted by this. They've asked us for a response. We've got a couple of months to do that. We will look closely and see if there are windows that we think we might be able to work with them on or not. They've also asked us to sorry about the soliloquy aspect of this.
Not at all.
And they've also asked us to, would we look at an alternative? They asked us that 2 or 3 weeks ago. And in fairness, we still think that our concept is far and away the most transformational and the best for all purposes. But in fairness, I think if we ask them to have an open mind about what we're doing, we should have an equal open mind about what they would like us to do.
I know some of the reactions.
So that's what we're going
to
do.
I know some of the reaction yesterday after this was released to the public is that this document was essentially a death blow to this project. You don't see it that way?
No, I don't. And I may be the perennial optimist, but no, I don't see it as a death blow at all. I see it as a sort of a recognition that things cost money and infrastructure costs money, and they've got to determine where in their schedule and where in their budgets West Village fits. So, again, I ascribe this more to West Village than I do to ourselves.
Do you see this project that you guys are working on, could you just drop it somewhere else in the city, i.e. like Stampede Park? Is it that is that a possibility for you guys?
You can't drop it. You probably cannot drop it on Stampede grounds, although that's the alternative that they want us to look at. But their alternative has more, and we're interested in what they've got to say. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a better idea. But their concept would entertain a building only, and you'd renovate McMath, and you would you'd build a field house at the university. So it's not a their alternative plan isn't just, okay, let's take Calgary next and move it to a different location. Their alternative is a three-part piece instead of what we're contemplating here.
Right.
That kind of moves us off the efficiency. We thought you could save $300 or $400 million by putting them all together, and we still think that. So.
As far as renovating McMahon, and I know this is kind of secondary, everybody wants to know about the arena. It's an old facility. Anyone that's been there recently knows that. Is there anything to save there? Where do you find that breaking point between renovating that and saying, well, it's just not going to be feasible to do that?
Yeah, I don't know exactly where that
where that happens, to be honest with you. We've looked at it, and we cannot really see it more clearly than we can't see it more clearly, perhaps, than they can.
You're walking in the building.
So they'll have to show us.
Right. Well, I guess we can hang up with you now, can't we? Now that you've walked in the building. That works very well. Have a seat.
Hey. Sorry, guys.
This is much better. No problem.
I was eating my strawberries in traffic. Hey, Retzky.
Eat them up.
Look at the hat. Looking good.
Street, man.
Street cred.
Cred. Flat brim, Ken. You're on my team.
Again, it's... you have to go through it. The discrepancy between, I guess, timelines, they expect it to be far greater than what you maybe initially expected. Same too with the cost.
They would see this cleanup, the permitting on the cleanup, to take a long, long time. I think you can expedite those things, but you know what? Nobody left me in charge of contamination permitting and environmental cleanup. If we've accomplished anything, I actually believe the site's going to be cleaned up, which is a virtue, right? I think there's a benefit to that.
That's what I said. If it's got to be cleaned, it's got to be cleaned.
And somebody's going to have to pay for that. We didn't pollute it, and I don't think anybody ever thought that that was our responsibility. We just came to town and said, look, we've got $450 million here and an idea. Would you like to talk about it? And we did talk about it. We talked about it a lot. Lots of favorable response, and then of course the evaluation, the technical evaluation. This was really a phase one as well. So don't forget, they've invited us to respond. Now, I'm assuming and hoping it's not just an academic question. That is, well, go ahead and give us some sort of response. We'll dismiss that. I believe that they're genuine in their efforts to.
And are you content with the? To the degree that they went to research and the amount of time that they put in to study your proposal?
Well, they came to our data room. They took our material. We had an economic impact study that I might have liked them to have looked at more closely. It was later on. We had three levels of work. We had all the work that we had done in preparation. We had work that was in play. And we had work that we said, oh, okay, if we're doing this review, then we better get busy and get this started. So it was a fairly expedited process on their part, fairly quick. I think they wanted it to be that way. I have no view of malfeasance on their part. I think the city administration was doing what they were instructed to do and came up with the answers that they came up with. But again, this is more about our original view that if somebody decides they're never cleaning that up, then we can't ever go there. If somebody decides they're never putting infrastructure into West Village, then we can't go there. If somebody decides they're never building a field house, then our idea fails. But all three of those assumptions, which we remain of the view, that they're going to happen at some point. Now, let's assume for a second that they're not going to happen on a timely basis. Then we have a different decision to make. Do we want to wait 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years to kind of get this thing going there, or should we look at this alternative or plan B and determine that we're better off maybe with something that isn't quite as transformative, isn't quite as grand, doesn't get us a CFL stadium like the ones in Saskatchewan or Winnipeg or Hamilton or Ottawa, which I think is a setback for us. But
even BC, they renovated BC Place. It's gorgeous now.
Yeah, and actually they even renovated Commonwealth Stadium. So we would be the last outpost on CFL stadiums, and whether or not you can put a few million dollars into that stadium and bring it to some sort of standard that will work for the next 10 or 20 or 30 years, I don't know the answer to that, but we'll find out.
I read a thing in the news today. We're rated top 5 sports cities in the world.
Yeah, top 6, actually.
Top 6?
Who's counting?
Do we continue to be that without updating?
No, you can't, Red. I think that's a really good question. I think you have to have infrastructure. We have an infrastructure deficit here in lots of areas, not just sports, but in lots of different areas. And I have also said frequently to anybody that cares or will listen, when Edmonton opens its doors, there's going to be a different point of view. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, beautiful project that they've got up there, and it's going to be transformative. It already is having an impact on their city. what they're going to bid for international and national events, both sporting and cultural and everything else. You know, they're talking about World Juniors, not World Juniors, World Cup already.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had John Furlong in studio a couple weeks ago. He, of course, was the Vancouver Olympic bid 2010 that was incredibly successful. There's a thought that Calgary in 2026 is something that would work very well. There's a great track record in the city with the Olympics. But if that's going to be a thing, the ball has to get rolling soon. Is there any way that the project you're working on could tie into 2026 and help you get funding that way?
Sure, it could. I will again say this. We would never have wanted to be contingent on a successful Olympic bid. I don't know if there's going to be a bid or not. That is yet to be determined. But even if you have a bid, the chance of success is very remote. Doesn't mean you can't get it. And you certainly have to start, just like we did on this, and say, hey, it's a long shot, but we need to try and make it happen. Difficult things are hard to do. So, but if you said, okay, you know what, we think we can have the wherewithal to do our project if we get a 26 Olympic bid, I don't think that's a good idea.
So a lot of things that have to fall into place, right? Yeah. That's what's difficult. I wonder if there's just a thought that says, let's take our money and do what we do and not be contingent on this and that. And the outside, like, you're really the victim of other people's enthusiasm and timelines, aren't you?
We're not victims by any stretch of the imagination. We don't look at ourselves that way. We're good citizens. We're our ownership group are very generous. They've got a huge contribution that's going into this. And they wanted to do something powerful and something big for the city. They wanted to leave a great legacy. If we renovate McMahon and if the field house is out of our purview, and if we look at Plan B and it comes to fruition, then it won't be what we had dreamt of, and it won't be the grand vision. But who knows? Maybe it'll be okay.
It's now the kind of navigating you have to do. You want to keep this project and keep it alive, yeah. But boy, the timelines. How long do we want to stay in the Saddle Dome? And is there a Plan B that works? And if so, when? You know, when
we'll
do we shelf?
Right
the, you know, I mean,
but we'll go to work on a parallel path.
Yeah,
I believe you should always have a parallel path, and you may be reminded when I say that. This is, well, hold on, you said there was no Plan B. I said we had no Plan B. We've always assumed at some point somebody else might come forward and say, "Look, would you look at an alternative?" We didn't want to put two alternatives out there. That doesn't make much sense. You can't be passionate about two different things. So when somebody else did ultimately come to us and say, would you look at another opportunity? We said, sure. And then they can kind of compete with each other. But we need to get busy with this. So,
but it would seem like there's a willing partner. Some would say, oh, they're, you know, the two sides. There's seemingly no animosity here.
I think everybody's got the same objective. I think everybody understands we do have to improve our sports infrastructure. We do have to replace the Scotiabank Saddle Dome, and that will happen. The question is when and under what auspices and where will it be and that type of thing. I think that's another great accomplishment is that the ship has sailed on that. We're going to have to come up to standard here, and that'll happen one place or another, one way or another.
So your rebuttal to them, and I apologize, the timeline on that, when?
May, June. Yeah.
That's, you got some work to do.
Yeah.
No vacation, right? You know what?
My golf game, anyway, that I should be, I should stay off the streets and off the golf course and in our office doing this work anyway, so.
And how does that start? You know, that's such a big, the whole project and the blueprints and the thought is so big. Where do you, okay, well, let's this. Or,
it started
long
before today and long before yesterday. We anticipated that some of these issues would come up. We did hope that they wouldn't have a base recommendation that they should put a torpedo in this. But and we'll see what happens at council on Monday as well, right? That still has to be played out.